Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Hair Radio.
Take rest.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most. Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining. Deep within the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. As cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you. Girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand. She's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer.
Just the way you are, and you don't have to change.
waxes all natural. Have you been struggling with keeping your natural hair healthy or desire to achieve substantial hair growth? Then Joss's All Natural is here to help you. My natural creams, conditioners, lotions, hair mist, balms, shampoos, and detanglers are gentle enough for the whole family and all hair types. Not only do I provide natural hair products, I also give step-by-step techniques to ensure healthy hair in a pure and gentle fashion, from roots to ends. Come on and visit me at www.jossesallnatural.com. That's JossesAuNatural.com for a true natural hair experience like you've never had before.
Very special broadcast today, and I want to bring to the line my very special guest co-host for the entire episode, the one and only Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart joins us today. Mary, good morning.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning,
hello.
Gary.
Hello. Yes, and again, we are so excited on this very special day. It's episode two on our 10 most fascinating guests on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I am so excited to continue this journey with you, Mary, my amazing guest co-host for the time. So tell us, what did you think, especially since we, started with this new series, this new radio series, counting down on fascinating
folks.
You
are just a genius. Yes,
oh.
You're just a genius. I'm very, very excited. And this is so I just encourage the listeners to tune in to each of the segments because you are going to be surprised at some of the guests that Gary's has had over time.
Yes, thank you so much, Mary, for that. It is appreciated. And I'm super hyped about it. And we're going to talk about not just our amazing guests that we've had on that makes them so fascinating and what makes them so fascinating. And a lot of this, you're going to figure out what makes them tick. But we'll also have a chance to chat with you a little bit throughout the episode about the amazing work you're doing at the three H's, I call it, Hair, Head, Heart. And we're excited to talk with you more about your endeavors as well. But first, let us take a look at number 10 and number 9 that we covered in episode number 1. So we had this amazing gentleman back at number 10. His name is Michael Hopkins, and he's the veteran. It's the Vet Talk radio show, let me get that out. And he's the host and one of the producers on the program. We're super excited to have him land at number 10 on our countdown. Number 9, we found a wonderful young lady who had, she kind of struck a chord with me about her desire to connect with the legacy of Madam C.J. Walker. Her name is Tara. And Tara joined me on the Hair Radio Morning Show briefly as a wonderful contributor. So that was really exciting. And I think her part, what she added to the program, has been unmatchable. So she landed at number 9 on our countdown. And that means Mary, today, is number 8. Yes.
I got to say, Tara was contagious as far as her enthusiasm, her homage to Madam C.J. Walker, and just the experience, and it was just beautiful. So if you did not need to listen.
Yes, absolutely. And so I'm super, super hyped about it. So we're going to go ahead. Now, number eight begins this episode. Our second episode today. You're not going to guess who this person is, so I'm just going to go ahead and tell you and put it on out there. She has kind of got on our radar earlier this year, although I've known who she was for many, many years. I've seen her and all of her work play out on TV networks like Court TV and things of that nature, and she's been a special contributor on many folks' programs. But I was delighted when the one and only, one I consider one of the top attorneys out there, Lisa Bloom from television, joined us right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show broadcast. And I just had to, she's been with us a few times, and I thought she's just incredibly fascinating when the people that she represents, and she's so passionate about these folks and what it has meant and what her work has been like. So I had to get her as part of our amazing hour 10 most fascinating guests. And she lands at number on this list, the one and only TV's Lisa Bloom. We'll take a listen, Mary, and we're gonna chat about this. This is Lisa's most recent appearance on the broadcast, and I think you're going to find it fascinating. Again, Lisa Bloom.
Exciting.
At number eight. Super, super, super excited. All right, here we go. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest joining us right now, you guys know her. She's been with us before. Very recognized name out there in the world of law. It is my honor to bring back to the Hair Radio Morning Show the one and only Lisa Bloom. Good morning and welcome back
Hello,
to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Lisa, I want to jump right on in. There's so much going on. There's so many trials and cases and so many things happening out there. We had to go right straight to the very best. And so you were certainly on that short list. Lisa, tell us now, you are doing something very important with your work at the Bloom Firm. So you guys are, what is this where you're kind of like monitoring this big case here in New York with it's all about the Jeffrey Epstein case. It's tied into that. Her name is Ghislaine Maxwell. What can you tell us about all of this and make sense to us?
So for several years now, I have fought for justice on behalf of 8 victims of Jeffrey Epstein, and he's the very wealthy financier who is accused of sexually abusing underage girls and young women. I represented 8. We fought for them in litigation here in New York for several years, and we ultimately won victory, significant settlement awards for all 8, I'm very proud to say.
Wow.
One of those victims
yes.
also has allegations against Ghislaine Maxwell, his longtime friend, confidant, girlfriend, assistant. She wore a lot of different hats. There's now a criminal trial underway here in New York for Ghislaine Maxwell. Jeffrey Epstein took his own life in 2019, so we can't get justice right. against him, but this trial is now against Ghislaine Maxwell. And so I'm here on behalf of my clients to monitor the trial, to keep an eye on it, and to be a voice for the victims, because I think that's where the focus should be, on the tremendous pain that these two people caused to so many people, the lifelong psychological injuries that they suffer. And that's what I'm here essentially doing. And I sat through yesterday the opening statements so I could hear both sides, and now I've heard the first couple of witnesses and seen the first cross-examination of one of the victims, and it's very powerful stuff. But so far, I'm optimistic that justice will be done.
Awesome, because that's what we wanted to find out. Now, Lisa, I just want to say that folks, so the whole thing is that she's been painted, Ghislaine Maxwell, as perhaps a scapegoat in all this.
Mm-hmm.
There are folks out there who are going to say, well, maybe she didn't do this, or maybe she didn't. I'm sure all this is going to come out in these days to come, but what can you say to folks? And I feel, especially those folks that you represent who, the person who is really making this accusation against her. So what do you say when you hear this? And you're hearing it, firsthand right there inside the courtroom.
Yes.
What do you say?
Well, this is the primary defense. They began their opening
yes.
statement by saying, since the days of Eve and the apple, women have been blamed for the bad conduct by men. And that's a true statement, right? But in this case, the prosecution is proving their case against Ghislaine Maxwell, not against Jeffrey Epstein. And so they are constantly having the witnesses talk about what Ghislaine did. She was there. She participated. She lured the victims in. She was at his side. She was present, not for all of the sexual abuse, but for a lot of it. And I think that would be sufficient, that she knew exactly what was going on, and she brought girls into this environment where then they were abused. So she's not being scapegoated for what somebody else did. She's being tried for the actions that she took, the choices that she made.
I was about to say, and any knowledge of it or any part in it is too much, in my opinion. You know, so I have to say, and the general public, and this is why I really wanted you to be on the show today, Lisa, because it's hard for us, GP, to kind of navigate some of this information. There's so much out there. I hate to even go to social media. There's so much information going back and forth and on all the TV channels and all of that. So I wanted the fans of the show, because I heard different opinions popping up on all of this. I said, no, we've got to get some clarity on this. What should our takeaway be with some of these huge cases? And we'll definitely talk a little bit more, because I want to get a little bit more on this whole Jeffrey Epstein case and more with the Ghislaine Maxwell trial that's happening right now. But what do you say? How do we even navigate some of this stuff? I mean, it is just poor. And there's another big case starting. Like, my goodness.
Yeah, so there's a lot. And what I want people to understand is that every case is a very specific inquiry into the facts and the law of that case. A lot of the cases that we see are really not a good opportunity to make a political statement. So let's talk about Kyle Rittenhouse, for example.
Yes.
In my opinion, the left, and I'm a very progressive left-wing person, the left should never have made the Kyle Rittenhouse case into a political case. This is about a white guy who shot three other white people at a protest. I did not see this as a case that had to do with race. And almost the entire situation was caught on video, on multiple videos. So the only question there was, did he shoot in self-defense? That was the question for the jury. It was not a question about, should he have been there in the first place? Should he have had a gun? Because he legally could have that gun, because we have crazy gun laws in this country, in my opinion. Okay? So the only question was whether he should have been there or not, whether he should have had the gun or not. At the moment that he shot each of these three people, was he being threatened? And the video showed that he was. And so he was acquitted on self-defense. Now, you know, in my opinion, we need massive reform of our gun laws. We should never have a 17-year-old walking around in a provocative situation with an AR-15. That is completely crazy. And that is going to lead to people getting shot. So we need to reform our gun laws. And frankly, these protests did get that particular one. It did get out of control, and the police allowed that. That's unfortunate. So I recognize three Black Lives Matter protesters who got shot by police. So there's a lot of wrongdoing to go around. But the Kyle Rittenhouse case, to me, should not have been one that was elevated to a big public discussion, because I didn't think it was worth that. Now, the one that should have gotten more attention, in my opinion, was the Ahmaud Arbery case. That was
and tell us about that, yes.
Yeah, that was clearly about racism. It was a horrifying case. You know, I wrote a book about the Trayvon Martin case a few years ago, and about the racism in the criminal justice system and how abhorrent it is. And the Ahmaud Arbery case reminded me a lot of the Trayvon Martin case. Here's a guy who's minding his own business, Mr. Arbery, jogging, you know,
jogging,
which he had every right to do, just like Trayvon Martin was walking down the street, minding his own business
with
Skittles in his pocket.
Exactly.
And in both cases, the white guys who pursued them thought that they were criminals because of their skin color, because they thought that other people who were Black in the past had committed crimes. And so to attribute the wrongs of some Black people to all Black people is the very definition of racism. And that's what happened in the Trayvon Martin case. That's what happened in the Ahmaud Arbery case. And in the Ahmaud Arbery case, we have three white guys who chose to follow him to try to get him to pull over. Of course, he got scared because he's being followed by these random guys in a pickup truck. How scary is that? And ultimately, when they accosted him, he fought back, and then they tried to say that self-defense. No, you can't assault someone, and then when they fight back, you claim self-defense. That's ridiculous. That's what they claim.
Exactly.
And thank goodness the jury agreed, and the prosecution did bring racism into the case, which I was pleased to see, because they failed to do that in the Trayvon Martin case. I thought that was a big mistake. They did talk about the racial angle of the case. It was clearly a hate crime. And thank God they were convicted, as they should have been. They should spend the rest of their lives in prison, which I'm sure that they will. So that, to me, is justice. Of course, it doesn't bring back the victim. My heart breaks for him and his family. You know, I have a dear friend who's African-American and who's a runner.
Yes.
And he says to me to this day, he's afraid to go out running in the morning. You know, he's a big black guy, lives in a white neighborhood, and he's afraid.
Yeah, I can certainly relate here in my section here in Brooklyn, New York, and I totally understand. It's just inside of you. But you know, I'll have to say this, and I totally agree with you 1,000%. This is something that I was already conscious of, not to be running down the street. And this was long before any case, because you have to understand that this is a potentiality right now. Well, you know, it's always been, but it's even heightened right now. Now,
you know,
I have to say,
says,
Lisa.
He goes running at 6 a.m., and he says, you know, it's cold. I want to wear a hoodie. But I'm a big black guy.
Oh, a hoodie.
And I thought, it's my heart breaks. You know, it never, as a white woman, it never enters my mind that, like, I can't wear a hoodie if I'm cold.
That you can't wear a hoodie. That you can't make any sudden movements. And to be really honest with you, Lisa, what's really awful is that you don't even have to even be doing any of those things. You can just to be walking down the street, your mere presence, just as a black person, male in my case, is enough to make folks think of crime. You know, it's almost your color's been criminalized to a degree. And so what happens, unfortunately, this is what you have to kind of deal with on a daily basis, in and out, where folks grabbing their kids, they don't mean any harm. Don't ever think that they are thinking that you're going to attack their kids. It's almost subconscious at this point. You know, so I don't necessarily blame people. I get why they are like that, because this is what is, you know, channeled to us through so many different things. But Lisa, my big thing is, when I turn back to this case, and there's some big names tied to this Jeffrey Epstein case. And I shouldn't say that, because this is the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, that she's on trial for her, you know, alleged doings or what have you. So, but there's some huge names. Is there any, I mean, is that's kind of like part of the gossip, if you will, about it, or the unproven facts or what have you, where they're saying that maybe she knows something and she's not saying, and maybe she should be saying, and this is, you know, she's got big names to point out, and what is, you know, I'm like, what can we listen to, Lisa?
Yes. So that came into the trial today. The pilot.
Oh, really?
Epstein's plane. Yeah, he named some very prominent people who
had
Epstein's private plane with him. He named Donald Trump. He named Bill Clinton, the violinist Isaac Perlman,
the actor Chris
Tucker, the actor Kevin Spacey, of all people, who has had his own.
Wow, he already has another set of things going on that he's been cleared of, I believe, at this point, but he's been through his own set of things.
Yeah, so Prince Andrew, of course, and the British
press
are all here because...
And that's a big one there.
Prince Andrew angle.
Prince Andrew
currently being sued for sexual abuse by one of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers, who says that Epstein sent her, basically, to Prince Andrew, trafficked her. So those names came in. And they came in this trial not to show there's some kind of vast conspiracy with all these people. And I'm sure that, you know, maybe some of them did not know what Jeffrey Epstein was up to behind closed doors. Maybe all of them didn't know. I don't know what they knew. But we know that they flew on the plane with him. But what I will say is that this was very intimidating to the victims. Now, the reason why it's being brought in is, you know, imagine being a 14-year-old girl. And this wealthy man who's taken an interest in you is friendly with a former president, friendly with Donald Trump, who ends up being a future president. I guess they didn't know that at
exactly.
the time. But, you know, these very successful, big-name people.
Powerful,
and the victims
powerful
say
names.
That they talked about this all the time. They name-dropped to intimidate the victims and to terrify them into silence. You know, are you like a little no-name 14-year-old girl? Are you going to go up against that kind of people? I mean, there's no way, and that's why they took so long to come forward.
Wow. And I just, we're grateful that we have folks like the Bloom Firm that's doing the work, that's helping these women to have a voice. We are going to continue to follow this, and because it's just we didn't quite know what we should have as our takeaway. And my other thing to you, and you mentioned it a little while ago, and I just want to get your take on it. The videos, the video footage. Lisa, why does it seem, and I think we might have touched on this the last time you were on our show, just a teensy bit, but why does it seem like the video footage, it's almost like you can't really trust what you see because of the way it's kind of spun, you know? Yeah, like showing like incidents and things like that. So nothing necessarily particular, you know, specific because all of these things, you know, we're watching these different videos and it's almost like each side kind of spins it the way that they, I guess that's what they're supposed to do. But why does it seem like we can't really trust what we see or there's always something more to it? You know, shouldn't that be enough? These videos, like when I see them on, I'm like, oh, how that's so obvious. But there's more to it.
Let me answer that, and then I'm going to have to go. So,
Listen,
video footage is very important. Juries love it because they feel like video doesn't lie. Human beings might lie or might get things wrong, but there it is on video, right? And I think that was important, as I said, in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. It was also important in the Ahmaud Arbery case because these guys were idiotic enough to video some of what they did.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But it's not the whole story because in the criminal law, we look at not just what happened, but the intent. Did somebody intend to do something? And we have to get inside their mind. And there's no video yet that gets inside of somebody's mind. Did they do something accidentally? Did they shoot in self-defense? Was it an intentional, premeditated act? In a civil case, we look at more than the video because we want to know what the damage is to the victim, how it affected their lives. And so the video shows part of a story, but it doesn't show the whole story. But I agree with you that video, I think that it is important. It's usually the most important piece of evidence when there is video in a case. Juries really like it. They look at it closely. Like the George Floyd case, thank God there was a video. I mean, as horrifying as it was,
absolutely.
Thank God there's that video that showed exactly what happened, and now that killer is behind bars, right? And
absolutely.
He's a police officer, and we saw the video, and it's just so horrifying. And look, millions of people took to the streets in the Black Lives Matter movement. I was one of them. Because we see what's happening, and it's just too much. It's too painful. So I think video is very important.
Lisa Bloom of the Bloom Firm. Your website, again, is thebloomfirm.com. Want to send folks there. And Lisa, can you please come back soon? We're going to get inside and get warmed up and then come back soon to us here and keep us abreast of what's happening. Okay?
Thank
you know how much we appreciate
me.
You. You've got it.
Thank you for having me. All right.
We are back live on the other side of this. You're listening to a very special episode. Yes, my co-host, Mary Reed Johnson. Mary, what did you think?
We
just placed Lisa Bloom at number
eight. Eddie Murphy had in one of his skits many years ago a line, and it said, "Who are you going to believe, me or your lion eyes?" And it just resonates. Believe your eyes.
The thing. I love the conversation. Lisa is always very intriguing to me. She does the work. And, you know, you guys see her with the Bloom Firm, and she's out there doing all the things, talking, representing a lot of these women who wouldn't have anybody to really represent them, so to speak. So we just love that she takes the charge with this, and she makes the rounds. And she's not afraid to get in and talk the dirty talk, you know, the things that make some folks maybe feel uncomfortable. She goes there. And I just enjoy talking to her. She's fascinating to me. And I thought the chat was really interesting. Yes, and how timely is it to cover all of this?
Yes, I'm thankful that, you know, she's putting in the work. And like you say, calling out what is. And that's just really important. And it's nice to know that it is being done. Are there parallels, or is it just me, between R. Kelly and, you know, his recent not acquittal, but where he was ended up in jail, and the case that they're presenting with Ms. Maxwell, they really just seem very much the same. So if one goes to jail, then the other should definitely go to jail.
Well, I think that the whole Ms. Maxwell thing, I think there's a lot to be said. There's a whole lot, like even in the interview with Lisa, where she was talking about the big names that are associated with it, that alone is just remarkable and may, you know, there still may be a whole lot left to come. We don't know yet. But my whole thing with that and why it was number eight on, why Lisa Bloom was number eight on our countdown for the 10 most fascinating guests on our show, is that what should our takeaway be on all these things? So that's where that comes from. Hey, you're going to love number seven because it's on a lighter note, and it harkens back to a great time. I'm raising my hand in my life, and that was back in the amazing 90s for a moment. So we're going to take a walk back and kind of peer back to this period, and maybe even earlier. There were some great songs, some great music, and I was here in the Northeast. I have to say Mary Reed Johnson. I was out here in the Northeast, New Jersey, I think, at the time. But what amazed me is that there was this whole brand of music, not quite our old R&B, our reliable R&B, I should say, or the old soul sounds so much, but there was a little pieces of that in there, pop and all that other stuff, but it was mainly, we called it high energy at the time, high energy, just a euphemism for kind of fast-paced music, but it was really great. A lot of folks who are of Latino descent gravitated towards it at the time, and it really was led by this amazing power supergroup with three women. Hold it. I think there are three or four. It was Exposé was the name of the group.
Yeah,
and
yes.
Do you remember Exposé? They really were amazing. They had a big, big hit record. Well, they had quite a few big hits. They had several top 10 songs on Billboard charts, on the pop charts. This is not some, esoteric remote little thing. This was huge. So I loved Exposé, and I love that period of music, Mary. Isn't that something? And I think one. Yeah. So we are going to. Well, let me tell you who the number seven guest is. Is the man behind Exposé. His name is Louis Martinet, and he is the person who literally created the group, got all the ladies. And I wrote all the songs for their first album. Yeah, so Louis Martinet is the gentleman who lands at number seven. I had a chance to chat with Louis. This is what he had to say, and we'll talk on the other side. I think it's a very interesting interview. Take a listen. Mary, take a listen. We're going to chat about this. Louis Martinet. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my next guest comes to us from the world of music. It is my honor to welcome the one and only Louis Martinet to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning,
Louis. Hello. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing just fantastic. Now, I've got to tell everybody, you are truly an innovative producer, songwriter, and I call a visionary also. You created the popular girl group, Exposé, and so much more. We're going to get into all of that. And they were the first to have four top 10 hits on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, from a debut album, that is. And I just want to say welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
Yes. Now, listen, the style of music or the genre is largely known as freestyle music. So I'm going to kind of jump on in and start there. Would you be kind enough to explain to everybody how you describe the phrase freestyle music?
So the best way I can describe it is when disco kind of hit the wall and everybody was hate disco kind of thing, there was still a need for dance music. So I started, you know, playing around with the new electronic equipment that is just coming out at that time in the early 80s. And, you know, started writing songs that were, you know, different than the disco, but still danceable, you know. And then I did a bunch of songs, and then I put a girl group together, like you said, and there was actually a first generation of them, which is called Alejandra, Lori, and Joya. So that was the first generation. And then we had some problems. The girls didn't like to travel, and they wanted to kind of do their own thing, too. So they actually in California.
All right. It's Wednesday morning, January 12th of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines. It is our show number 654, show 654. And I, you guys are listening to an amazing conversation that I had not all that long ago with an amazing producer and music artist. He discovered and created the girl group Exposé. And I wanted to take a moment on this program note to just remind everybody, you don't want to miss any part of today's broadcast. Coming up in a little over, about a little less than an hour, I should say, Harlem Will joins us for a live report of what's happening that matters. And then coming up a little after that, about 8 o'clock or so, we have Shakora. She's a certified, just a loctician. She is a doll maker. She is a natural hair artist. She does so much more than that. And so we're happy to kind of peel back the layers of Ms. Shakora Rodriguez-Bay, and she'll be with us at about 8 o'clock this morning. And, of course, as I mentioned, today's our 654th live episode of the all-new Hey Radio Morning Show. So we are looking back at some of our recent interviews, and we'll get them back on. We have a huge cache of recorded material, and so we will get all that on. And I've got some other updates and all of that for you, so I'll be checking in with you throughout the broadcast, of course, and lots more to come. So I'll turn you back over to this wonderful episode that we're listening to right now. It's really 10 most fascinating guests from the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so thank you so much. And my co-host for that segment is none other than Mary Reed Johnson. So, folks, thank you so much, and back to the show.
And then we used to rehearse actually in my mom's and dad's garage, and we used to practice there all the time, and then do little parties and stuff for free. You know, we weren't good enough to charge, so we did the parties for free. but we loved it. You know, we just wanted to perform.
Absolutely.
And then I moved to Miami. Yeah, then I moved to Miami, and then I started actually DJing. Yeah. And then I met some people that had a studio. And I was in another band where I was playing drums at this time. It was a rock band, and then this guy Frank, he had a recording studio, a small studio in a warehouse. And since I'm a DJ, he says, "Oh, you record music?" I goes, "Yeah, I record music. I write and record." So he says, "Great, so come over and do some music." So he thinks I'm going to do dance music, and I'm doing rock music. So he was like, "Oh, well, that's not what I was expecting." But then I ended up starting to do the music, and back then, believe it or not, it was called hip hop.
Really?
Latin freestyle. Yeah, the Latin freestyle that you know was called hip hop, and then rap started taking the name over and calling it hip hop. So then they changed the hip hop to freestyle now, Latin freestyle. But in the very beginning, in the early 80s, it was called hip hop. The Latin freestyle was actually called hip hop. So that was it. Yeah, that was kind of like a unique little thing there that happened.
Absolutely. I was just thinking as you said that, and I remember even some of my research I saw in New York where we had Hot 97 or whatever, and before that was known in the hip-hop world in that way. It was like a kind of devoted to freestyle type music, so maybe there's a lot more to that. Very interesting, I really have to say. So that's how you kind of got your foray into working with the studio and getting into music and all of that. And I saw where you guys, where you had created the, you know, a music label. But what was it that was the beginning little impetus that said, hold it, let's pull together an act. Let's find or create an act. And I know you were working with others, but how did that, was that your idea to kind of pull a group together?
Yeah, I kind of like actually thought of Three Girls because I always liked the Supremes. Wow. And I went, you know, I should do a girl group like the Supremes, Three Girls, and I'll name them Exposed. At first it was called Exposed. And then the labels didn't like Exposed, so we changed it to Exposé. Yeah. So if you
and
if
they
you
both work. Let me just officially say that. I'm going to tell those folks. They both work. I love both.
Yeah, both names are good. But if you remember back in like late 83, early 84, mm-hmm. it was Exposed for a couple of years.
Mm, okay.
You know, and then when Arista signed the group, then we changed it to Exposé. So there was a single that was on my label that was Point of Return. Those are still out there. I know people that still have them. So
the originals. Now you guys went in and re-recorded those songs, correct? With the next version of the group, is that right?
Yeah, we recorded not the music, just the vocals. The music was the same.
Uh-huh. Wow, I love this. Well, listen, there are lots of questions that I have to ask you as a producer, and I kind of want to go back a little bit. Folks, if you're just joining us, let me just break it on down for you. You're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest with me today is Louis Martinet. Now, he is a producer. You are a writer, a producer. You're legendary to me in all that you have done with the amazing hits that you've had with Exposé and others. And you've worked with quite a few. And I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about it because, you know, when I think back, I grew up I'm in Brooklyn, New York now, but and our show goes all over the world. But when I remember back in the day and being growing up in northern New Jersey, so let me just make it clear because I think that was how I was introduced to freestyle music. And I remember, on the radio, and I remember KTU when it came along and just nonstop music. The freestyle music was just everywhere. You couldn't escape it. But then when I look back, I said, well, you know, I'm kind of, how was R&B, tinges of R&B, was it? Because it seemed to have been kind of like a divided world as we moved along. And R&B was R&B, and everybody had their little tranches. But to me, when I listen to Exposé's music, I'm blown away with the R&B, the soul that goes through the words and the music and just the feel. And I know that's awful to kind of, you know, you shouldn't pigeonhole or try to put things in different categories because music is music and there are no boundaries. And I just love, you know, and I don't know if I look at myself as the targeted demo per se. But I love what you guys, you know, what Exposé represented.
Thank you.
So
yeah, thank you.
Great job to you. Yes, absolutely. So now, was that, you know, and you say, and I think that's what it is, you say that you were influenced somewhat by the Supremes in terms of girl groups and all of that. So could that have, I mean, I hear a lot of wonderful, wonderful, you know, kind of different feels and different genres in those songs that speak to everybody. So that wasn't necessarily purposely done. You were just doing what was inside of you. How did that, you know, how did it feel to reach so many people across so many different, genres or spectrums or, you know, how do you look at that? Or do you have that, you know, do you feel the same way or?
Yeah, no, I tried. I tried to let the thing is that I'm influenced by a lot of different genres. I love R&B. I love hip hop. I love rock. I grew up with rock. I played rock originally before I did it, before I DJed. I played in rock bands in California, and then when I got here to Miami, and so all those influences, you know, they come out when I'm doing music, you know, really without meaning to, you know. So yeah, like you know, and even the Beatles, you know, and groups like that, you know, I get some influences from. Without knowing it, I later notice it, but I don't knowingly do it.
Right, exactly.
So,
I'm loving it. Well, now, Lewis, I want to ask you about expose, and I also, you know, back in the day, I didn't know until I was doing a little deep dive research, but that you had also worked with the Cover Girls, and I had, So you know, but there was. I always thought there was this huge competition thing. It was either you were in the expose group, base group, or you were in the Cover Girls. It was rarely that you were in both. So how did that come about? And I think I was reading somewhere how you felt about it, but share with everybody. You know, do you recall any of that and working with the Cover Girls and all of that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and other girl groups that I work with that I actually created was another group called Sequel. I don't know if you knew that.
Yes.
And, so we're kind of like all friends, you know, Andy Panda from New York. He put together the Cover Girls, and he said, hey, you want to do a song for them? I go, sure, you know, and vice versa, you know, we work on with each other, you know, we kind of like, you know, and we're all kind of, you know, friends and work together with, you know, like there's other great producers like Arthur Baker and things like that that do great music, and we kind of like, you know, we helped each other. We didn't, you know, like
there was no
try to. Exactly. We helped each other. Like if they needed to use a studio, they can come to mine, and vice versa if I go to New York and all that. So yeah, we worked together. You know, we didn't have any animosities. So it was kind of like, you know. The better they did, the better maybe I would do too, you know.
Well, I have to tell you,
it was good.
I have to say, you know, I started putting on my little thinking cap here, and I said, I remember interviewing only one other freestyle artist, and you know, I've interviewed a lot of folks, but I remember, and she was just the most kindest, gracious young lady I had pretty much had ever met, and that was Little Susie back in New Jersey. I remember she kind of came to the radio station and did an interview. I was at an actual station back then, and I just have to say, you know, so your genre, the freestyle genre was represented incredibly well. But then,
yeah, all the artists, yeah, they were all great. They were all very, very nice and you know, and helpful. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
like I said, it was great working with a lot of artists that I work with.
Well, I can hear that, Lewis. You have that kind of personality, though I could just tell you could work with anybody. You know, I can hear it. You have such a, you know, just down to earth and easy to relate to. And, you know, and I'm sure that was... you know, what was communicated throughout your music and your endeavors and all of that wonderful good stuff. So now I want to turn to, you know, inspiring folks, and I know you guys had a lot of hit records. You know, how did it feel to have those top 10 hits, you know, and this is on Billboard's top charts, if you will. You know, was it considered, it wasn't so much crossover, I don't think, but it crossed over, I think, to a lot of different areas. I think we talked about that. But so how did that feel? And also being inspiring so many other folks out there who, you know, are now kind of, dance music is big, or it's huge. So how do you feel about that, and what's your take on all of that?
Well, the Billboard, the some of my product crossover into the pop. I actually had, like you mentioned, when we first talked, Seasons Changer was number one on the top 100. number one on the R&B also and other charts. So it kind of like, you know, different genres that it jumped. And, yeah, and then other songs also did the same thing. And you know, that also led me to work with artists like Jermaine Jackson, Jermaine Stewart, Debbie Gibbs.
Now what, I saw the songs, I saw the one that you did with Jermaine Jackson that I think you had originally intended for the other artists to record. And then, and which is a great song, by the way. I listened to it even this morning. I'm like, wow, this is an awesome song. Many, to me, your songs, these are not just, you know, just dancey dance songs and just put them away and forget about them. They actually stand up and, you know, in time. Like, I listened, I said, wow, this is great. I mean, quite frankly. And I said, you know, to me, these songs can be re-recorded or re-released and all that wonderful good stuff. Do you feel the same way? Do you feel that they've, like, stood the test of time?
Yeah, I think so. I listen to them all the time. Like I like you said, I listen to Feel the Need, the one that I did for Jermaine Jackson.
Sure.
Yeah, I love that song. And
and I remember that time frame because he had put out Don't Take It Personal and all of that. I remember that. And which project did you do for Jermaine Stewart? I love Jermaine Stewart. I'm a big fan of his. You know, we lost him way too soon.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, which project did you work with Jermaine on, Jermaine Stewart? Do you remember that?
Yes, I worked I did a dance remix to We Don't Have to Take Your Clothes Off.
Really? Probably the one I was dancing to.
I did a dance remix to that came out really, really good, I think, you know, and it played in a lot of the clubs.
Yeah.
Because of the dance remix.
I have to give you credit on the remix. I don't know if folks give you enough credit on that. Your remixes are amazing. So, I don't know. I know because you're such an amazing writer and you producer extraordinaire and all of that. But also the remixes that I've heard and that you've done. So this stems from being a great DJ down there in Florida. Where did that come from that you have this ability to take these songs and literally reconstruct them, if you will, and turn out great, you know, tracks like that?
I think probably from being a DJ and also a musician, it helps too because, you know, I would see what works on the floor and then I kind of try to incorporate it into my mixes so that it keeps the floor dancing. Like when you hear Pointer Return, people just jump out of their chairs,
exactly.
Which is like, it would give me goosebumps, you know, I would just, yeah. I mean, I'm at the club sitting, you know, in the corner, and then the DJ plays Pointer Return, and I see people kind of like scream, get up and go to the dance floor, and it's the best feeling in the world.
Yes, and that's when you really knew you had something, that song, wow. And I loved all of, I mean, Let Me Be the One, just, you know, Seasons Change, all of those amazing songs, I have to say.
Thank you.
Yes, please. You know, these are, it's not just me, it's, you know, big, big hit records out there. So now I love the lineup that you had, and by the time I got, you know, I think, Joya, and I think you had mentioned was one of the leads in Jeanette and Anne. So I just loved that lineup that you had at that time. I just thought, my goodness. So have you stayed in touch with these amazing women?
Yes. Yeah, I talk to Joya all the time. The other girls are more, you know, in a different state and stuff, so I don't talk to them too much. But Joya, we keep in touch all the time. We actually worked on a couple of things together, you know, not too long ago. So I keep in touch with Joya mostly.
Wow. Now, you are still in the music game. You haven't left the music game. Let me just make that clear. So what can you tell us out there? What might we be able to look forward to or, you know, anything you want to add to that?
Well, I'm working on several projects. I'm working on a song for the COVID relief. It's called, we're calling it for now, Son After the Rain. for now. And what I'm doing is kind of like trying to put together like a We Are the World kind of thing with a bunch of different artists. I got Larry Blackman from Cameo. I got Bernard from Surface.
We just had David on our show. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, Bernard Jackson from Surface, and a few rappers too, Tretch and Lazy Bone, and Lazy Bone, and then everybody's you know giving their time, you know, because they think you know it's good to try to help other people. So everybody's been very, very nice. Well, we're trying to get Gladys Knight on there, which I think we will. Womack sisters.
Yes.
We already got Butch from Tavares.
Oh yes, yeah. Oh gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think they did the song "Heaven Must Be Missing." And I think that was one of Tavares.
That's the one. Yes, that was Tavares. Yes. Their biggest one was though the ballad. Remember What I Told You to Forget?
Oh, hold it. No, I don't. What was the biggest? What was the biggest one?
That was the biggest hit. So Remember What I Told You to Forget.
Oh, okay. Oh man. Well, listen, I just love them. I love all of these groups, and I'm just blown away. And I just wish you nothing but the best on these projects. And
thank you.
Yes, let us know how you're coming along with them. You know, and any folks that we could send in your direction, we will. We absolutely will.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. I have a few little compilations that I did in the 80s that I have on iTunes. So if I think you were going to check them out yourself. I don't know if you did. It was called Freestyle South Beach Style.
I think I checked out so much of your music that it's not even funny. I went to, I think I was on Spotify. I was on so many different things and looking at every single thing, and I listened to song after song, some of which I have to really say I had forgotten the titles. And then when I listened to them, I was like, yeah, I remember that song. And I remember that. Now, I do want to touch on one other part of this back in the day, because to me, you're working with Clive Davis or producing these albums and all of that. That, you know, he was, it might have been around the time he was working with Whitney and Aretha and all these big people.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah. It was
deal.
A time. Yeah, yeah, it was that time, yeah.
Yeah, that was a big deal. I said, my goodness.
Clive Davis is a genius, you know, when it comes to putting projects together and teams together. Yeah, he's a genius.
Yeah, he's a genius. And Kashif? The late Kashif.
Kashif, I worked with him on a song. I did a song for him.
Exactly. I'm like, wow. So I know you don't like to be considered so much a legend out there, but you are. And I have to tell everybody, I mean, you know, of course for me, I kind of stumbled across because I just love Seasons Change so much. It has never left anything for me, you know, not too long without playing it or every so often going back and listening. And I looked up the words, and I was just so moved by this. I mean, you're just, in order to write like that, it's got to come from somewhere. So we just love it. And, you know, and then to figure out that you had done all that you were responsible for writing albums. And I'm like, and I think I asked you about Freestyle, if you were familiar. I'm going to put myself out there on blast. I'm like, he's the king of Freestyle. My goodness. And I just learned so much from reading and finding out and all of this wonderful good stuff. I love Stevie B. I love the whole entire genre and all that it represents. So good stuff. So, Louis, anything just to tell the folks, they're budding writers out there, budding songwriters. I'm one. I'm raising my hand right now. So what kind of advice can you give to someone like myself? You know, we've gotten lyrics. We've got the lyrics down, and I saw all about, what advice? Let me just go there. What advice can you share in terms of how we should get started or the next step after you've got piles and piles of songs?
Well, what I kind of think about sometimes is that when you write songs, you tend to want to write them so deep and so great that you kind of like missing the audience. So what I try to tell everybody, just keep it simple, keep it catchy, keep it commercial, and then you know you'll get that magic in that song. In my albums, if you listen to them, you know, you'll hear that I do very commercial songs. I try to at least, but then I throw in there a couple of songs like you'll hear in the first album. You hear a song called December. And the second one you call Didn't Hurt to Hurt Me. Those are deeper songs that, you know, that...
Well, all right. We're back live. Yes, you are listening to a very, very special edition of the Hit Radio Morning Show. We're actually counting down 10 of our most fascinating guests who've been right here on our broadcast. I have to say, you guys were just listening to number 8, Mr. Lewis Martinet, who created the group Exposé. I want to bring back to the line my brand new legendary co-host who is helping us out as we count down these chart topping folks, Mary Ree Johnson from Hair Head Heart. Good morning. Hello. Mary.
Good morning again. He was fascinating. And you know,
Lewis, yes.
So
Lewis
many
Martinet.
Things in my mind relate to Prince, but when he mentioned Jermaine
yes.
Stewart was part of Shalimar, right? Shalimar.
I don't think he was a part of Shalimar, but they're all connected somehow. Because remember,
yes.
Jermaine Stewart was great friends with Jody Watley.
Right.
Jody
right.
Watley was. They were both, I believe, dancers on Soul Train. Yeah, she was definitely part of that group
Shalimar.
Of Shalimar.
Okay.
Right.
So when I heard the song, I thought he sang on that song. Okay. Sorry,
well,
audience.
Listen,
I didn't mean to
you
confuse
could
you.
Be well. We're gonna Google that because you could very much be correct. Like I said, mm-hmm. they were all kind of interconnected. Jermaine and Jody were great, great friends. Jody, of course, went on to an amazing solo career. Jody
mm-hmm.
Wildly, we're talking about. I had a chance to see her a couple of times. I follow her and stay connected with all that she's doing out there. Big, big folks. And what I love that he told us a little bit about working with both Jermaine Stewart and Jermaine Jackson.
Right.
You got to remember, if you listened carefully, he mentioned about Arista Records. They were on Arista, which was, you know, Whitney Houston time and Clive Davis time.
Yeah,
so
they just
all
kind
of that,
hung around each other and gleaned this
it.
And gleaned that.
Sure, they were label mates.
Beautiful thing.
And yeah, and yet they, this is to be, you got to also think about this, Mary. He had top, like four top 10 hits on Billboard.
Amazing.
Those were the charts that you really didn't see a lot of people of color so much on in the top 10. We would be more so relegated to the R&B charts. They were out there with four top 10 hits in the top 10. And he wrote the album. So I salute Lewis Martinet. I still love their music. It's you just enjoy his happy music. You guys should check it out when you get a chance. Exposé is the name of the group. And Lewis Martinet lands at our number 7 spot on our 10
wow.
most fascinating guests.
This is a great list.
Right
this
here.
Is a great
is
list.
Is that not? I'm excited about it, too. Now, coming up at number 6, and you know how we've been mentioning who the person is and their slot number. This particular person is not so much from the world of entertainment, but he is connected. He is a hair legend and has been out there for about 3 decades or so, doing hair and cutting hair, styling hair. He's known as a great person to cut hair and color hair. And that's something in the black community, we're not always known or recognized as being great at those things. And Troy Ballard is a true superstar in every sense of the word. in the hair and beauty industry. I had a chance to chat with him a while ago. So this is a very, and this may have been before he took on a regular time slot, Wednesday mornings at 8:30 here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So let's take a listen at one of the early interviews that I had a chance to do with Smooth Black. And we'll be back on the other side, Mary. I want to get your feedback on this. So we're super, super hyped. And we'll get a chance to chat.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest with us today. You will get to know him well. The Hair Radio Morning Show is very proud to welcome the amazing Mr. Smooth Black to the broadcast. Good morning, Smooth.
Good morning, Carrie. How you doing?
All right. All right. Cousin Smooth, I'm going to have to go ahead and put that on out there. How are you? Out in California, we're great, grateful to have you this morning on the show.
It's good to be here. It's good to
yes.
Be here.
Now, I have to start at the beginning. And the beginning, our beginning goes way, way, way back.
Yeah.
I mean, way back. So I have to tell everybody, in full disclosure, you are just, have come to be, well, you're in your own right, you are a true success story in the hair and beauty industry. But just as important, I'm happy to say, as an extension of my very own family, and we're just so proud of you and all that you have accomplished. So we're going to get into all of that. So Smooth Black, welcome again to the broadcast. So now you're out in California. I want you to tell the folks, I know you have a big, big following in hair industry out there on the West Coast, but tell everybody exactly where you are.
Well, I'm in Fontana, California at the moment. Been out here. Yeah, Fontana. Funtucky, as they call it. But
wow. Okay, so now we've got to tell everybody, for those folks, you have a big following, as I mentioned and said at the top of this. But I want you to tell the folks, now I see what you're doing out there. With all of the styling that you do. And I want you to talk a little bit about that today. Share with us what's making you a big legend out there in the hair business, cousin. Tell everybody about it.
Well, as most cosmetological entrepreneurs should understand that, my motto is, if it don't make dollars, it does.
Yes.
In 30 years, I've been able to, you know, teach a lot. Education is a number one factor. When I first started, I used to take advanced haircutting classes, and, you know, I had people that I looked up to in the industry as far as male stylists, like Carl Reed, Mr. Little Willie out of Detroit.
Carl Reed, one of my dear friends, did you know he's a big singer now?
Yes,
Carl's
I do.
Been on
yes,
show
I do.
Many times. Yes. Oh, awesome.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, I really enjoyed watching him through Hair Wars and, you know, the tours and the Ideal Black Trade Show, Spectrum International Trade Show, where, you know, through Bonner Brothers in Atlanta, the Proud Lady in Chicago, just over the years being able to travel and do education and meet other, you know, I call them hair entertainers. You know, we love what we do. But in the hair industry, you know, it's really been a blessing, you know, to me and my family. So so that's where I'm at right now, Carrie, continuing my education and be able to share with people the 30 years of experience that I have attained behind my chair. So I like to just, you know, just elaborate, you know, keeping my trendy. You know, some people say, you know, you want to follow a trend. I tell them I'm a trendsetter. So it's all about who you are and creating yourself. So over the years, you know, they donned me as Smooth Black in the hair industry. But, you know, I'm also known, my biological name is Troy Ballard. And, you know, God has been good to me in this industry. So when they call me Smooth Black, you know, it's just something that, you know, lifts up my spirit. But be able to be recognized by my peers is a wonderful feeling.
Well, I've got to tell the folks, you have really made an impression out there. And you talk about creativity, and we look, you're representing brands, and I want you to get into a little bit about this, because it's not just any old body that's selected or chosen to be a brand ambassador or to work with these big brands. Can you tell us a little bit about the company that you work with?
Well, I'm going to backtrack a little because I got my first start with Design Essentials. McBride Research Laboratories out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I became an educator for that company for 10 years. And it was a black-owned company, which I love, but it was a multicultural line also. And from there, I went on to teach for Be Violet, is the essence of beauty, a young lady by the name of Linda Cox out of Jackson, Tennessee. God rest her soul, she went on to be with the Lord, but her company is still thriving. And at the present time, I'm working with LaRon Hair Care System, based out of Riverside, California. Awesome husband and wife and son team that's been branding there. They're like 11 years now, and, you know, and the company is just going to higher heights, you know, and it's about they teach unity in the community, in the hair community, you know, iron sharpen iron, each one reach one, each one teach one. But our emphasis is continued education. So I always want to give kudos to Mr. Lorenzo Griffin and Wanda Griffin, his wife, for, you know, putting such a remarkable product together. You know, it's made for professionals, designed by professionals, and sold only to professionals. So at this point, they're exclusive, you know, so they promote, you know, wellness within and trying to create jobs instead of taking jobs from people with the company and the branding of their products.
And we call it Salon Direct. So that is
Salon Direct. Yeah.
Oh, yes. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you spell that? I want folks, in case they want to Google it or find out more, how do you spell the name of that?
LaRon, it stands for Larry and Randy. They were two brothers that passed away. And in memory of them, they created LaRon. And it's LARAN, Professional Hair Care System.
All right. So you heard it right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I know that you were affiliated with them, and I think it's just awesome. Now, I've got to say, because being out there on the West Coast with you guys and being here in New York, you know, do you think, and you've been out here to Atlanta and to the East Coast and all of that, have you found a difference in the hair care industry, you know, in terms of the West Coast versus the East Coast, or have you found a lot of similarities? What, or when you go down to Atlanta and go to Browner Brothers, do you find the same types of concerns or issues or challenges? What's your
My biggest concern, you know, from Detroit being the hair capital, from Atlanta, but you know, I've taught in New York, but every state seems to have their own trend. You know, healthy hair promotion, a lot of people going natural hair. And depends on what I'm finding out is who you are and what you specialize in. Me being that I'm a hair cutter, 80% of my clientele hair is short. But I also, you know, learned how to weave hair, do commercial weaves, and, you know, just doing, but that's for people who have alopecia and want a change in life to cover the hair normalities up. But at each state, I found that, you know, like Detroit, known for more hard styles, using more lacquers, more sprays, more adding more commercial hair. For California, I found that we're more natural and into natural hair. But me, I'm into cutting and styling. Therefore, you know, my clientele, I see my clients on a weekly basis or biweekly basis versus if I'm a professional weaver, I may do that hair installation in June and may not see that client again till like August, you know. So that's why I promote healthy hair first, a great haircut, give them a great color enhancement, and give them a great look that's trendy that every time they step out, they promote smooth black, you know. So in my area, you can see my work everywhere you go. And, you know, and you know, I always say stylists, rather Detroit from Mr. Little, Little Willie, Carl Reed, Big Boy. These are all the male stylists that I enjoy. But, you know, from Shalina Allen in Hollywood to, you know, so many great hair stylists out there that I love their work. But in each one, I always challenge stylists as I'm teaching, you know, learn every aspect about hair care first. Learn how to take care of the hair, then the hair will take care of you. As we begin to promote ourselves and, you know, the work that I produce out my chair reflects the prices that I charge. So after 30 years of experience, I'm not a novice, and I can demand top dollar for my work, but my work speaks for itself. I may charge a little bit more for my product, but my product is a brand, and, you know, it's like, you know, some people like to drive Mercedes, and some people just like to drive a regular Toyota, you know, and I always try to tell them I'm a Rolls Royce of a stylist, so I'm going to give you my best. But my price always reflects my work. Therefore, you know, it's not a job to me. This is a career, and, you know, learning how to get everything out of it is what I'm striving to do now. And to share with my peers, you know, how to retain a clientele. You know, I just don't want to see that person one time in my chair. I want them for a lifetime.
Absolutely. You know, so. Well, your styles have made that happen. I've seen some of your styles, and I've gone to, and I tell everybody, I've gone to some of the Facebook, and I'm blown away at the styles that you have cut, and I see a lot with those sharp cuts, and I'm like, wow. So is it true, I mean, the word on the street is that there's some shears coming, so I want to find out right here on the show, are you coming out with some kind of a shear line? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'm looking, you know, I'm trying to get the right steel gauge, like 440 gauge, but the dynamics of it and the design and the way it's going to help relieve, you know, over the years, I don't want to get carpal tunnel. So the way that the shears are angled and, you know, how you position yourself when you're cutting, these are things that I'm employing as I do my hair cutting classes. So when I do my hair cutting class, you know, I'm going to have a top-of-the-line shear that you can, you know, purchase. And, you know, like I tell them, I said, when I teach, I said, you can mimic me and learn from me, but eventually you're going to have to step out and, you know, start creating for yourself. You know, when I first started, I'd take a picture and I'd try to emulate it. And then I'd take away, and then all of a sudden the creativity will come. Therefore, no one brings me a magazine that says, can you do my hair like this? I have the leeway now that they just sit in my chair and allow me to have free reign to create a look for them.
And it works out just fine, I see.
Oh, yes. Yeah. If you give me a picture and you say to make it like this, I try to tell them, look, if you want that exact style, you may want to, because if you've seen it in Hype Hair, try it yourself here, Mazza, or Black Hair Sophisticates magazine, it usually has a style and the stylist name there. So if you want that particular style, you might want to go see that person. So I can tell you, I tell my clients, I'll give you that version of it. But in the essence, it's going to be my creativity, my knowledge, and my experience that you're going to enjoy. You know,
it doesn't get any better than that.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Well, listen, folks, if you have just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and with me, I have to say, there's a very, very special guest today, and I'm going to tell you why. I've got to say, you know, and Smooth Black, for all of our listeners out there and the fans, and for those of you who absolutely want to follow Smooth Black, if you have not done so already, because you're on Facebook, I believe, as Smooth Black. So am I correct? So that's a great place you could follow and see all of this amazing work. Of course, through the Hair Radio Morning Show, we're going to have some things out there on our app as well to reflect your work and how folks can contact you through the Hair Radio Morning Show. But I've got to say, I do have to give you one story, okay? So I was a teenager. Now, granted, at the very end of that teenager scale, but I was a teenager, and I remember coming out to California and hanging out with Smooth Black back in the day. That's how long ago this that we go back.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair radio show with Harry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Swayze Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. You are listening to a very special edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, I'm Kerry Hines, and joining me on the line, I have to say, is Mary Reed Johnson. You guys know her from Hair Head Heart. She's also been my special guest contributor every time we have one of these amazing shows to do. Mary Reed Johnson is there, so we are so excited. Yes. I must say thank you. Good morning, Mary,
thank you.
Yes, it's great to have you.
You know, did you tell Troy that I love him? I do.
Mary's talking about Ballard, number six, actually. He's number six on our countdown list. So, yes, you love Troy Ballard. Ah, Smooth Black, you guys know him. But why, Mary? Tell everybody why.
Well, he's very serious about his craft. He doesn't sit on his laurels. He keeps it moving. He keeps learning. He keeps growing. He keeps sharing. That's what we're supposed to do. And he is very humble at the same time.
Yes, he is. He's a very humble guy. He's extraordinary. Very nice fellow. And his whole family's like that. Like I said, towards the end of the piece, they took me in, and I was a little kid and 3,000 miles away from home. And they were very kind to me. I had no idea that we both would take different paths to superstardom in the hair and beauty industry. We have done just that. So I'm super hyped and grateful to have him and to be still working with him as we continue with some of these amazing projects. So today...
Both inspirations.
Likewise, Mary Reed Johnson. And actually, that brings us exactly to where I wanted to be, the perfect transition. Mary, we're going to turn over to you. We want to take a moment to tell everybody you've been doing some amazing work over the years. You have, like I said, you're not a stranger to broadcasting. What are you working on these days, Mary Reed Johnson? And tell us a little bit about Hair Head Heart.
Sure. Well, these days I'm sliding more into consulting instead of being only behind the chair. I mean that is in itself is ongoing consulting, but I think it can help more people if I broaden my scope, and I'm going to be a little bit more like Troy. Yes, sharing messages mostly about safety. For the service providers, we do a lot of great things and we make a lot of great looks, but we aren't always so great about taking care of ourselves. And so that is my focus, help my brothers and sisters in the industry.
Absolutely. And I love that you've been on the Hair Radio Morning Show over the years. And, you know, you are actually located where? Tell everybody, essentially where you're out of.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Swayze Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Wednesday morning, January 12th, 2022. It's our show number 654, literally 654, on our way marching to show number 700 of this very broadcast. Listen, today I have a special quick call-in comment, and we're just going to get the gentleman on the air. I'm just had a quick second to chat with, and Harlem will be with us in just a moment. We'll get Harlem Will on. But first, I want to just go ahead and welcome this gentleman. Sir, now, can you give us your name one more time? And I just want to give everybody the question, share the wonderful question that you have with regards to healthcare.
Thank you so much. This is Hotep,
yes.
H-O-T-E-P, calling from East Coast, and appreciate talking to you all because, of course, by communicating together, we put together the pieces to the puzzle to empower our people financially, physiologically, physically, and in all other ways feasible. So thanks so much.
You got it. Now, Hotep, you have a question. You made a comment behind off mic, and I wanted to get that on the air. What's the question that you have for us this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Yeah, the question is, how do we take control of the actual hair on the provider side, meaning the hair that is often in the wigs or that is used in the weaves? If we control that, that would give us exponential power. So how do we get that? I don't know if we have the answer right now, but it's something to think about, you know?
Absolutely. And I appreciate the question this morning. First, let me go ahead and work that on in. This, in my opinion, and I've been doing the Hair Radio Morning Show for over 25 years. It was literally quite a while, since 1995. And this has been something that has been asked many times over the years. I believe it is a layered situation. I think there are many different prongs that go into this. There is no easy one-fix answer because a lot of it, in my personal opinion, I'm just Carrie Hines raising my hand, this is more so psychological. Because if you create the natural hair movement as it has been created and there is not a need, see, there is right now, there exists a big need to have this type of thing where it is used across the board, where I think if that should shift, I think that will, because as it has happened over the years, because of the natural hair movement and the popularity, there's been a big disinterest in perms and things of that nature. So straightening the hair and so forth and so on, promoting a European beauty standard as opposed to, and let me just say this, and I've said this on the air before, there's nothing wrong with a European beauty standard. There's nothing wrong with any one standard. The problem is when there is only one standard. So everybody, every race, every culture, there is beauty. And so that's what we look to do here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So to answer your question, in my personal opinion, there are many, many different parts, but at least it starts right here on this broadcast by having conversations. Because we're not the only ones who are thinking like this. So I just have to say, Hotep, I appreciate the question this morning on, you know, the Hair Radio Morning Show as we're live on this Wednesday morning, January 12th of 2022. And I hope that you will join us when you can. We're here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday live from 6 to 9 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time. And usually on Mondays, we do a request for we tell folks to listen to our archives. So I would just want to say thank you again. And we'll add you to our contact list, and we'll keep you informed on some updates with Hair Radio. So
yeah, I appreciate that. By the way, I know you have to get to call in. The two things we have, natural hair, and then we have the synthetic or the hair that comes from India,
right,
et cetera. We can control
exactly
all of that, right? But I think for black women,
absolutely,
it's hard to get a job with their natural hair, so that makes it a catch-22.
Oh, listen,
We're going to have you back, Hotep. We'll talk to you until, the cows come home on this broadcast about it. So, listen, I'll follow up with you. I just thank you so much for taking the time, and hopefully you'll enjoy the rest of the show, okay?
Oh, yeah, thank you.
And we'll chat soon. All right, Hotep. Have a great day.
Thank you.
There we go. All right. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is always a pleasure to have you guys with us on this January morning, January 12th of 2022. We're going to get on Harlem Will. We're going to take a very quick, short music break, and then we're going to get on the Gentlemen of Gentlemen. And I can't wait to hear what Harlem Will has lined up for us today. And we'll continue our amazing conversation with all that we're doing. So this is going to be great. Listen, I've got to get on the ever-popular Michael Jackson, and we'll be right back with Harlem Will. Stay with us.
darkest hour, in my deepest despair, will you still care? Will you be there? In my trials and my tribulations, through our doubts and frustrations, in my violence, in my turbulence, through my fear and my confessions, in my anguish and my pain, through my joy and my sorrow, in the promise of another tomorrow, I'll never let you part.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It's great to have you with us on this Wednesday morning, again, January 12th of 2022. And I am bringing to the line the one and only, you guys know Harlem Will and the Harlem Will Report. He tells us all that matters. Harlem Will, good morning and happy Wednesday.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Good morning to the Hair Radio Show. Yeah. And welcome to the Harlem Will Report.
All right. So listen, we are happy to get you on. We are excited to know what you've got lined up for the fans of our show. Harlem Will, take it away.
Sure thing. So according to the first story I'm bringing to you is according to a news release from the Tennessee Department of Commerce and Insurance, effective January 1st, the state is now requiring licensed beauty professionals, to complete up to 1 hour of anti-domestic violence training, either in person or online at no cost. Current beauty industry professionals have 2 years to complete the approved training. Students and instructors in cosmetology schools will need to certify they have taken the training before receiving their license. The law, however, does not require mandatory domestic violence reporting. This is being introduced by a Tennessee salon owner who is also a domestic violence survivor. With the assistance of a local YWCA, the initiative couldn't arrive any sooner. And I thought this was very important because we are in the hair community on the Hair Radio Show. And we discuss hair a lot. And, of course, there is always a special relationship that patrons have with their beauticians. I know I have one with my barber, and, you know, but particularly this is speaking to the beauticians who speak with their clients all the time, and that confidentiality, it's almost like a therapist relationship where they feel, this person is feeling that if you notice something is off with your client and they're coming in with, you know, some bruises or, you know, just aren't acting a little weird, they want you to be able to identify this stuff and help out this person who could be in a lot of danger. And I thought this would be a great topic for us to discuss and get your insights in on this as well. And hopefully anybody out there in the hair radio community that listens to the show would want to chime in and just tell us how you feel about having your beauticians knowing how to spot domestic violence. So go ahead, Kerry.
Okay, well,
do you have any insights on this? What do you think of this?
Oh, absolutely, of course. Not, you know, you're talking to Kerry Hines of the Hair Radio Show. Absolutely, I have not just a comment, but I'm a part of the solution. Hair Radio has been one of the folks leading, one of the areas, I should say, that's leading the charge with this.
several years back, most folks know that I'm in New York City. And as part of this, I had discussions on with the local city government. So I had a big show that started with Hair Nation Expo out in Queens back in 2017. That's how long this has been a discussion for us. And I invited the local city government, the mayor's office. They sent a representative to the Hair Radio, Hair Nation Expo event out in Queens in Jamaica. And the gentleman was wonderful. He spoke to our audience for, a long time about this whole subject. And it's something that we've been following in many states. There are several states around the country who've created this, and, you know, who, not shouldn't say created this, but signed on to really do the same thing, which has just been awesome. And I believe that it was the Hair Radio Initiative that informed and educated New York City's mayoral office that they then jumped on board and started promoting this out. And that's because of us, period, completely. And so I'm very proud of that. I totally agree. I think this, and you know, the relationship that you mentioned, Harlem Will, it's a very good point. And I think that it should be the case. I think it's helpful that the state where this has come to light again, and they're still continuing on with this, I think it's important. I really do, and I love that that we're using the hair and beauty community to help to solve some of the some of the challenges out here in our community. I think this is really great to offer these types of suggestions and solutions. So yes, we're part of this. We're part of this. This is, of course, something that I'm beyond familiar with, and we support wholeheartedly here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So this was just something that is a big part of what we're doing. So I thank you. In fact, I think I'll get the picture out from the gentleman on stage at our event from the mayor's office. And so, yeah, you know, we come in heavy like a sledgehammer here at Hair Radio, Harlem Will. There's very little that's moving in the hair and beauty community that we have not created, initiated, or are entrenched in. So, you know, our job is to help inform and educate and create positivity, but inform the community, particularly on these types of things. So I appreciate you coming across that item there. That was, I was just blown away hearing you tell me about it. So thank you very much.
Hey, it was something that I noticed in the news, and I want to quote, let me give a lot of respect to Essence Magazine because they reported it. And again, this law took effect January 1st of this year, 2022. So beauticians are getting trained on domestic violence fighting. That's a good thing.
And absolutely. And folks, let me just say this. If you are finding yourself in that kind of a situation, because it can happen quicker than you know. I literally talk to folks almost every day, and I'm literally speaking to somebody about a similar situation such as this right now. Seek help. Seek help. And we'll put some links over on hairradio.com, HAIradio.com, and we'll continue this conversation. You know, this year is all about the family at Hair Radio. And we're going to be talking about this following the Harlem Will report. I've got a couple of program notes, and we'll be talking about that. So, Harlem Will, good job. Thank you, sir, this Wednesday morning. You're bringing it.
Yes, bringing it, bringing it. And
all
right. speaking about bringing it, where a lot of people would like to bring themselves into a different area, the second story I have is, you know, leading into the second story.
A lot of people
would like to bring themselves to a different area. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's a good, very good transition you did.
Oh, okay. you know, speaking of bringing people into different areas, we wanted, you know, a lot of people are looking to leave after the last 2 years we've had, you know, either being locked up in our places or being constricted to go to certain areas. And Travel and Leisure came out with an interesting list of places for people who have taken care of themselves and made sure they made themselves as safe as possible and taking all the precautions to be able to leave and travel. And they've come out with a good list of places to try to get to, especially if you're into traveling abroad out of the country. A couple of places that people would like to see. Oh, wait, you had something to say before I get to the list?
No, I'm listening. I think this sounds, I'm loving it. Yeah, go right ahead. I'm not interrupting. I absolutely love this conversation. go right ahead, Harlem Will.
All right. So Travel and Leisure, they came up with a nice list of places to go to, and one of them was Abruzzo, Italy. Now, me, somebody like me personally, I've got my passport. I'm ready to go. I've went and got all my stuff taken care of. You guys know what I'm talking about, what we've been dealing with the last two years. Got myself nice and safe. I'm looking to leave as well. If you're looking to leave, Abruzzo, Italy, I hope I'm saying that right, because if you guys haven't listened to me on the Hair Radio Show, sometimes I may not pronounce a lot of these words, a lot of these names the right way.
They can be tricky. They can be a little tricky,
right.
So that's understandable. So Abruzzo, Italy, I've never been to Italy, but I've been to Europe many times, and I absolutely have always wanted to go to Italy. I've thought about Rome. I'm not sure how close Rome is to Abruzzo, but I'll have to check into that. So do you know any good deals? It sounds like you got the inside tip for us.
Oh, they said that there's no inside kick on it. That's the only thing. You cannot. Now, of course, they have Airbnbs. You know, you have a lot of places that can offer a lot of deals or a lot of travel. You know, if you plan ahead early, you know, you can get out there. And, of course, a lot of places with a lot of airlines looking for a lot of work, especially with the situation we're going through right now. Traveling is they're trying to make it traveling as easy and affordable and welcoming as possible, considering how everybody's been feeling. But, of course, people are ready to break out. They are just ready to leave and go someplace. So Abruzzo, Italy is first on the list.
We also have
Alaska. We also have Alaska in the U.S.
Yes.
How many people have thought about visiting Alaska?
Wow. Alaska in the middle right now is not at the top of my personal list. I'm in New York City, and it's already, you know, probably in, like, very low two-digit numbers, if not wind chill factors in single digits over the last day or so. So I'm not – Alaska, I love it. You know, I've always dreamt of seeing Anchorage, but it's not at the super top of my personal list. But I will say this. I just want to add on a little note with regards to the airline. You folks know that was one of my careers. I was in the airlines for a very long time, and I support this industry. People, please go out, book flights, support these folks. They have most of them are under all kinds of stressors and tough. It's a very tough thing to work in the airline. So please go out, support the industry. Let's keep it going and be safe with all that you're doing. So I just wanted to put that on out there. And, you know, I have many friends who are still in the industry. Almost everybody I know is in the industry. So please, folks. Okay, that's all I want to say on that, Harlem Will. So Alaska.
Sure.
Alaska is your second place. That's awesome. But no, it's maybe in the middle of summer I might consider Alaska, but not today. No, I can't even consider New York City today. So Alaska, I get colder just thinking about Alaska. No, I'm sorry. I love you guys and all of our listeners in Alaska. We love you, but no, not today.
Well, if you think Alaska is a stretch, again, according to Travel and Leisure, coming in number four, if I'm jumping a spot, but coming in number four is Antarctica. Antarctica is on the list. This is definitely an interesting list for people, but I think after the last 2 years, I don't even think I'm opposed to the rest of this list at this point, because, you know, you only live once. You never know what kind of deals you're going to get. And it is a very interesting list. And just to round out the top five that they put out so far, Anguilla, which is in the Gulf of the U.S.
Yes.
And
right,
the
right.
number five is the Bahamas, of course. Who wouldn't want to go to the Bahamas?
Now, that needs to be at number one.
Right? It was either Brazil. Abruzzo, Italy was number one.
Yeah.
And then coming in at number five was the Bahamas, of course. And, you know, who wouldn't want to go to the Bahamas? But it is interesting that they had Alaska in the top five. And then you have Antarctica.
I'm shocked on both of those. But I'll tell you what it is that it also might have been when this poll was done. And I think that could shed the light. But I'll also say this. Believe it or not, in travel, there's a big thing called off-season. So when if you are on a budget, you don't have a lot of funds. Many of us have been through this crazy time, and we don't. So being able to take advantage of some of those, deals that pop up off-season is a great way to look at it. And I think your list reminds me of that, and I think the listeners will appreciate it the same. So good stuff. Harlem Wheel. All right, so where are you off to now? Are you going on one of those trips that we don't know about?
I am eventually going to go to a trip. I'm really eventually about to take a trip. I'm not thinking about it. I was thinking about it very hard, but I am going to be visiting Florida soon.
Florida?
I'm supposed to visit Florida. Some personal business, but I'm also trying to get in touch with somebody about a story that I'm trying to do. I don't want to express too many details because I don't know what details the person can give me, but it's a story I want to look at. Plus, it's just a way to, again, I want to break free, much like the list that I gave people. It's a way of just breaking free and getting out of the rut that a lot of people have been in as far as feeling confined to one place for the last couple of years, or, you know, restricted to only going to certain places. And just getting out. So I will be going on a trip to Florida, which is an interesting area. Florida has about as good of a reputation as the Bronx. So I am
Florida. What part of Florida do you know just yet, Harlem Will? Do you know what part of Florida you're planning on visiting?
I'm going to be going to Orlando.
Oh, Orlando, one of my favorite places. I've been there. I took like hundreds of people from the airlines when I worked in the airlines down there on what they call a FAM tour, which is a familiarization tour. They had just opened up Universal Studios down there in Orlando area. So I ended up staying down there. And I'm going to give you guys this incredible, funny story. It was my job to take all the airline workers to the new Universal Studios down there. And so we flew all of us, big pile of people from, you know, employees, went down there, and I was the person in charge. I booked a hotel in Orlando, okay? The hotel had not really known the area. You know, I'm a New Yorker, and so I'm not all that familiar with the inner workings of Orlando, Florida, even though I've been there a million times. But what was so funny is that there's a particular area where, let's just say, they had some folks, some lascivious things going on. And I'll just put it on out there. I'm sorry, my Orlando fans, but it was called OBT. And I forget what the OBT, but it was like a trail or it was a block, an area where these folks let's just say things went on in the evenings and late at night, people walking up and down the street. That's all I'm going to say. We have morning listeners here on this show. And so all of these sophisticated airline employees, we're talking flight attendants and pilots and all this stuff, and here we are in the middle of this area. But that was because the hotel, I remember chatting with them, and they had given us, speaking of which, a great deal, like what you're talking about. just at the top of your report today. And so I will never forget it, but I loved it. Was Orange Blossom Trail. That's what OBT stands for. You guys know what I'm talking about down in Orlando. So, but I love Orlando. I've been there. I've been to Epcot. I've been to all that Disney, all that wonderful good stuff. So I am excited. I love my personal Florida favorite. I love Miami Beach. I love Fort Lauderdale. And I love all of hanging out in Florida. I mean, from top to bottom. So I'm a big fan. So listen, Harlem Will, great job. You always bring it on these Harlem Will reports.
I thought you were going to say OBT stood for Orlando Be Trippin'.
Not quite. Let me just say, I still have the visions in my head of these folks walking up and down the street. That's all I'm going to say on that. And, I mean, it was just, and they let me have it, the employees at the time. I mean, it was, again, this was when, if you look back, you could even Google it, when Universal just opened up down there. So that was my thing. And I've been to both Universals out in California. I've been all over the place through the airline. So listen, Harlem Will, thank you for that. We're going to turn to Ms. Shakora Rodriguez-Bay in just a few minutes. I want to say thank you. Harlem Will always brings it. We'll have you on the next Harlem Will Report. And I've got some updates for you, sir, as well. So I just want to thank you so much. And you can hang out with us, Harlem Will. I'll be back in just a moment. Okay, and we've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So just stay with us.
Clint Beast on the board.
You niggas be tripping.
What up, bro? You rocking with Statewide Shit. I'm inviting everybody to take a look and listen to see what I got going on. You can catch me streaming on all music platforms under Statewide Chip or Statewide Bosses. You can also find me on social media, Statewide Chip on Facebook, Statewide Chip Official on Instagram, and Statewide Chip or Statewide Bosses on YouTube.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Terry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. All right, yes, we are back live. It's Wednesday morning, January 12th of 2022. Yes, I'm Kerry Hines, and having a very, very good day today. It's our show number 654. Glad you guys are with us. And as you guys have heard, we have Harlem Will standing by. He'll be joining us in just a moment. But I want to bring to the line a wonderful lady who has been joining us in recent weeks, and she's just been absolutely awesome with, you know, educating us on the world. She does so many different things. She's also kind of like me. You know, we're more than just a one-trick pony. So I'm real excited to just bring to the line. And then we'll have Harlem to join us in just a moment. The one and only Shakora Rodriguez Bay from right
good
here
morning,
in Brooklyn,
good
New York.
Good morning, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Is that not an introduction, Shakora? Good morning.
That sure is. Wow, I was looking around like, who is he talking about? Me?
Listen, it's great to have you with us, and Harlem Will. He's going to just come on in to help transition
hey.
Over. Harlem Will, good yeah. morning again to you as well. You're on with Shakora Rodriguez. Babe, I can say it in Carrie Hines. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Shakora.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine on this Wednesday. Oh, wow. Almost forgot what day it is.
They call it
going for you?
Well, listen, this is our New York moment, and that's why I love Wednesdays. I don't know if you both have seen the new banner that I put out there for you guys. It's a beautiful Wednesday.
You really saw it, yes. Yes.
And Harlem Will, I tagged you to it as well, so when you get a chance, check it out on Facebook. I love that. It's our Wednesday banner, and what it is, it really brings together New York City. We
mm-hmm.
have, you know, we just might as well face that we have New York is a little bit of an anomaly. It's not your typical place out there in the world.
Right.
It's a leader of culture and so many other things. And so I said, you know what? We've got two quintessential New Yorkers right here. Harlem Widow brings us Manhattan on a platter.
That's right.
And Shakora,
I was born and raised
here. You were born and raised in Brooklyn. Now, listen, I am one of those transplanted New Yorkers. I come from Philly. But what I always tell folks, Philadelphia, and particularly in the part of Philly I grew up in, which was North Philadelphia, it looks a lot like Brooklyn. It has always reminded me. I think it just really does. It has always put me in the mind of the area in Philly that I grew up in. So I love New York. I've been here for over a couple of decades, and it's just been home to me. They have welcomed me. I've done shows in Brooklyn, but I've done shows in Manhattan. I've done shows in Queens. I've done shows just about everywhere. I'm a big, big New Yorker. So first, let me just lead in with this. What about the weather, guys? This is freezing up here. Freezing.
Oh, yeah.
So,
it's typical New York, though.
I don't like it. I'm going on that trip Harlem Will was talking about.
I
don't know.
How are we going to get here?
Well, I wish it had taken a little bit of the scenic route. This blistering cold, I mean, it is New York City. Folks, you know, for the listeners out there, we have fans everywhere. So some of whom probably don't even understand what I'm talking about. But it is bone chilling here in New York City.
Blistering. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. It has been really. Yes. And I have to walk my little dog out in the cold. So I took him out already this morning. So I'm not. This is something I'm speaking from directly. And it's windy.
Yeah.
So it makes it even colder. So my thing is I'm going to complain about it until the cows come home, until I get on an airplane and take one of those trips over to Italy. Italy is cold, too. Yeah, that's right.
Yes,
I forgot. You know what? Let me tell you something. I used to go over to Paris all the time. And, it's just on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. So it's just as cold, if not colder. Where I was over in Paris. So I would freeze myself when I would arrive. But that's, you know, so it is the weather and all good things,
I've come to realize you live in New York, you need a really good coat, a really good hand mittens, and a really good hat if you're going to go out. Be prepared. Don't go underdressed. because you're not
ready.
And
don't forget the thermals. Don't forget the thermals.
Right.
You gotta wear those. You gotta wear those thick undergarments underneath, and make sure you put on that thick Vaseline where your mom used to oil you down in the Vaseline before you went outside.
That's right. That is so right. You gotta.
We're not getting nasty out here, guys. We are not becoming nasty. All right.
Yes, it stops the cold from getting at you. But I do say this. It's funny that you say these things, and Shakur, I just had to. I was outside, like I said, and I'm looking at people. And to see their coats, and they and I invested in a huge coat that has lasted. You guys have seen the picture out there where I have the fur hoodie on. Fur
that's
hood.
Right.
Yeah, that's the coat. That's my favorite coat. So these are not some, you know, some made up pictures and things. This is actually my life. You know, so really good stuff.
Carrie looks like he's ready for that Alaska trip. He looks like he's ready to go to Alaska with that coat on.
That's right.
That's one of my favorite pictures, and folks have been so responsive to it. That's really, you know, so if you guys are interested, it's on my hair. Well, actually, it's my profile picture now on Facebook, so do check it out under Carrie Hine. Now, listen, I hate to turn to some of the topics, but we're going to turn this morning. I want to talk about a couple of things, Shakur, and then we're going to lead in with some hair talk in just a bit. I want to talk a little bit about locks. I'm going to talk about some natural hair this morning. Always happy to do so on Wednesdays. First, I want to bring folks up to date. Harlan, well, you've heard me talk about this. I am a fan. I'm warning everybody. Tuesday nights at 9 here in New York, do not call me. I am watching Fox TV. I am watching a program called Our Kind
Our
of People.
Our Kind of People. Sorry, I had to say it with him. It was like a teacher. He tells me about it all the time.
Yeah. And I'm absolutely, I love Our Kind of People. I think it is a program that speaks, it's wonderful.
Aesthetic.
It really is. Oh, my goodness. I just, not for broadcast TV. Now, maybe cable shows, they've already done all this stuff. You got a lot of folks of color all across cable now and all kinds of things. They, you know, as if we are a new discovery out here in the world. But on broadcast TV, you know, our traditional, remember, you know, some of you guys may not remember this, but we used to have three major TV stations in most cities. And so that's what we had. And if you didn't like it, oh, well, that was all you got.
Right.
And,
right.
Yes, so those traditional stations tend to not have so much with the diversity. I mean, it's not a secret. Mm-hmm. We're not talking something that you guys don't know already. And so what I want to say to that, I'm grateful because this particular Fox has always been a little bit out there for Fox TV, I'm talking about, not the news side, but the TV production side, has always been groundbreaking with programming. And so this particular show, Our Kind of People, is from the same guy, I think, who brought you Empire and all that stuff. But it's a very different show. You're not getting Empire, you know, 2.0. This show is about Black culture and things that I have never... It's kind of like Dallas or Dynasty for the old days, not this new stuff they've thrown together, but the old original days of nighttime soap. Except on these programs, I mean, honestly, I watched several episodes of Our Kind of People, and you guys got to give it a chance because it's a little confusing if you don't, you know, follow it. You give it about three shows, and you'll get it. And it's really great. Debbie Morgan plays in there. You guys remember her from All My Children and Roots and so many other things. And in addition to Debbie Morgan, you've got Lance Gross. You've got Yaya DaCosta. And the Joe Morton,
really...
you know. So just good folks. But what I love about it is that it shows splendor and just beautiful scenic pictures, and it has them doing all the things that you've not seen Black folks do on TV. I've not, anyway.
Right.
And I love it. And then they have the nerve to have one of the characters who has her own natural hair company. It doesn't
That's
get
right.
any better than that.
Right.
So,
that's right. And pushing her products.
Right?
That's right.
And she's pushing her products, and she's an entrepreneur. And this is what, and last night's episode was all about her trying to, you know, she's discovering some, you know, of course they got deep family secrets. Every scene,
mm-hmm.
somebody has a deep, dark secret, you know,
yeah.
to tell.
Yeah.
And, but she's also out there trying to do entrepreneurial efforts and entrepreneurial things. And that's what I love about our kind of people. And even the song, I just love it. How
mm-hmm.
does it go? Let me see. And I wish they would make the theme song of the TV show into
mm-hmm.
a little song, because it's really, I'm going to just put it on. I'm going to see. Yeah, I kind of like it. Take a listen. It's only 5-10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
I love it. I absolutely love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And they,
you know,
yeah,
something
they
we can
kinda,
be proud of.
Absolutely, we can be proud of. And this is the thing that we don't seem all that much to do. There was a gentleman who called in this morning from, I believe he's in New York, but he didn't say. But his name is Hotep, and he just found us out of the clear blue sky again, listeners, through, you know, searching over the Internet. We're all over the Internet. We are. The Hair Radio Morning Show is very well known, popular. And so
mm-hmm.
he found us and called in, and he had some questions about hair. But it just reminds me that this is the kind of conversation he was saying, where we have to stick together. We have to support. When these opportunities
mm-hmm.
come up, get rally behind folks. If you see
mm-hmm.
folks doing something, rally behind them. If
yes.
you don't rally behind them, unfortunately, what happens is we then have to go and support folks who are not supporting you.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
please, folks, learn to support each other. Good grief.
Learn it. I think we support each other. Carrie, let me push back against that. I think we support each other. I've seen a lot of these shows out here like this before. As a matter of fact, Insecure and the new show Harlem has begun this trend of promoting the middle class or the upper middle class of Black society that we often don't actually see a lot. And just to piggyback off of those shows, remember we had Living Single, where Queen Latifah's character was an entrepreneur herself who was running her own organization, and we also had a successful lawyer in Maxine. That was my childhood crush right there. And then we also had the Bill Cosby show, where we had a successful Black doctor who was living in a brownstone in Brooklyn, and he was raising a family all while alongside a very established wife. So we've had these shows before. It's just we haven't seen the upper middle class support of these shows like this before. Now they're being presented in the light of Dynasty. Just a little pushback.
Right.
So I think we're supporting them, but I don't think we've seen them in this light before, where they're doing the, like I said, the Dynasty kind of fit, you know? And we've had a few shows now, like Our Kind of People coming along. So I think we're supporting them. It's just we haven't seen these shows like this in this particular light.
We need more of them.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was going to say, and I agree. We need more of them, and you're right. There are more out there now, but again, those are largely relegated to the cable networks. For broadcast TV, we're kind of getting there, and you did say something very important. I totally agree with that. Harkens back to Bill Cosby and having that kind of, amazing storytelling with, you know, wealthy parents and all that kind of stuff, showing us a little something different than what we were accustomed to that fed into stereotypes and all of that. So, yeah, Insecure was great. I understand they wrapped, I believe. But, listen, we're coming along, and I agree. We need to – I agree with both. We need to support more, And we're doing a good job so far, but we need to continue that and do more. We need to.
Yeah,
All right.
Really so, the Empire go.
Yeah.
Empire
to me was interesting. What's the fellow name who's also does Our Kind of People, Daniel's guy. You know, and for me, mm-hmm. I do have a link to Empire as well, the TV show, because I was the publicist for the guy who, he's out on the West Coast from California, who was the hairstylist for the fellow who was the lead actor on Empire. I forget his name, but the main actor who played the father or the, you know, the patriarch of the show. Yeah, Terrence Howard. I'm sorry, I couldn't think for a moment. Mm-hmm. Terrence Howard. So his hairstylist, I represented his hairstylist. Even out there on the internet, there's an article that I did for one of the magazines with his hairstylist. And he also did Terrence's mother's hair at the time. So real good stuff, and it was great. And this was before he was on Empire. So the folks, I'm going to shout them out because they were the CHI. I'm sure you've seen their products. Everything is red. They're everywhere. Mm-hmm. I've always called them Chi. I don't know if it's Chi Chai. Well, I have no idea which one it is. but I love them because they were awesome to me. They flew me out to Houston, Texas, where I was able to go and do some presentations and covered their big event. And that's where I had a chance to meet these amazing hairstylists who helped my career quite a bit. And so I just want to shout them out. He himself, the president of that company, you guys see them. They're everywhere. When you go into the beauty stores, you cannot help but see CHI, a big as day, on every can and this and that. And what I loved about them is that, of course, like I said, they have me. They featured me and hosted me. I paid for nothing. He's out there on, you guys see him on the beauty shows. You know where the former president, Donald Trump, he would always host like a beauty pageant, and he was always one of the judges. Well, the man that I sat in the office of who runs that company would sit next to him. He was a big contributor to the broadcast. Mm. And they were wonderful to me. We were supposed to fly and take a trip to Jordan at the time, but there was so much civil unrest that we couldn't do that. But, so we've had some great experiences. I'm going to share a lot of this in my next installment of my book, my new book, as well as a special audio documentary, which I call an audiomentary, on my career. So we'll share some of that. So good stuff. Yes, well, I'm excited. Now, listen, that was Our Kind of People. Harlem Wheel, do you remember what I said about the hashtag yesterday, YOTF? Do you remember what hashtag YOTF stands for?
Like, I'm in class.
He doesn't remember. He doesn't remember. We got him.
No, I do remember. It's the hashtag is Year of the Family. Ha ha.
Listen to that. You passed the test, Harlem Will. You did great. All right. Well, yes. And Shakora, this is important.
This is the millennial treatment I get just to the hair radio show. This is the treatment millennials get out of here. So don't worry. I've been through my share of battle.
Yes. Well, let me tell you, I'm so excited to talk about it because family is important. And it is. And for us, you know, last year was all about Year of the Woman. So all of that programming continues as we kind of move and kind of spread it out to the whole family these days, in which we are looking at whether it's health issues and all kinds of different, all types of reporting that can help the entire family. So I'm excited about it. And I just can't say enough. And different months, I think we said in March, we'll take a look at mental health, you know, across the board. I think Harlem Will, this is something that you're going to lead the charge on. And
yes, I will.
Right? And I think this is the kind of thing that is important. So thank you so much. And guys, listen and look out for our special reporting on all of that as we kind of move along. And something that folks don't know, and I guess I need to go ahead and get it on out. Some of the folks who are joining us, you guys know that we have, on a lighter note, we'll be doing a little cook-off here. So I'm super, super hyped about. Yes, it's a new show. You know how we do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We have a show within a show. And the 24-hour network, so we have our radio show, and then we'll have the 24-hour network that we're kind of bringing back up and reestablishing over the weekend. We're doing a soft launch over the weekend and official launch in the spring and all of that. But the show is called Podcast. And again, it's our show within a show. Podcast is all about what's cooking in the pot. And so just like you're listening to us live on this Wednesday morning, January 12th, we're going to be cooking simultaneously. So we'll be on having conversations about the special dishes and things like that we're preparing right here live on the air. And
looking forward to that.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. And you'll be able to, of course, we're talking on the radio show about cooking and food and all that. But also we're going to put some videos up and some pictures right at hairadio.com. So you'll be able to see what the dishes look like. You'll be able to see how they turned out. You'll be able to comment about it. And you'll be able to participate. Because when we do these cooking segments, the fans of the show can cook right along with us. And and we'll be chatting in, and it's just going to be fun. Again, it's called Podcast. Not Podcast.
Pod.
Not P-O-D like David. P-O-T like Tom. Podcast. So what's cooking in the pot today on the show? So, yes,
like
so
that.
Please. Yes, me too. I'm so excited about it.
Food,
and,
food is my favorite medium.
Really? I didn't know you know how to cook.
No, I'm not.
What don't you know how to do? Listen, for you guys out there who are just tuning into the show, Shakora Rodriguez Bay has been, I mean, you are known in the hair community. You've been out there. You're legendary in your own right. You started a salon right here in Brooklyn, New York. You are a creator of these beautiful doll sculptures. You do.
Yes.
You've embarked upon something new, too, that I'm going to have you to bring everybody up to speed with. But you are just, you know, what they say, you're, like they used to say, a man for all seasons. Well, you're a woman for all seasons. You're a person for all seasons. And that's what we're loving here. Yeah, so good stuff.
I'm a creative.
Harlan Wilson. Yes, you are. You're creative. And that is the thing. Well, you're an artist. You know, and I know that sounds, sometimes it sounds a little limiting, but you are an artist. And that's the thing. I think we all are artists. I think we all are. Because I think if you start with that, that, like you said, that creed, that base about that, recognizing that you are a person who is incredibly creative and you're helping other folks through your art. And that's what it's all about. Okay, so listen, I'm going to take, we're going to take a little bit of a music break. When we come back, we're talking hair. I'm super excited about this. Yes, because like I said on the show, I was telling Shakora before we were off mic, before we went on, and I'm like, you know, we don't talk enough about locks on this show. I want to continue to talk about locks. I want to talk about hair braiding. That's conversations that are on the way as well. And I'm real happy. Plus, I've got some surprises before the end of the show that we're going to share that you don't want to miss. Okay, so listen, this is one of my favorite songs that we're going to get on. When we come back, as I said, more with Shakora, more with, I think we're going to keep hard, we're going to try to keep hard and we'll run a little bit, but if not, we'll definitely, we'll fill you in on the other side. This is one of my favorites. Stay with it.
One, two, three, ho! Raise up, get yourself together. Grab that
together and drive your funky soul. They're doing it down in that soul. Drive that funky soul. They're doing it by the beat. They're driving that funky soul. New York, get yourself together and drive your funky soul. Let your body pop and let your feeling flow. Raise up, get yourself together and drive that funky soul. When I say Sagittarius, drive that funky soul. When I say Pisces, holler and drive your funky soul. When I say Gemini, drive that funky soul. When I say Capricorn, ow, drive your funky soul. When I say can you drive that funky soul? Raise up, get yourself together, and drive your funky soul. Ah, get on up, get yourself together, drive that funky soul. Leo, get yourself together, and drive your funky soul. Aquarius, get yourself together, and drive that funky soul. Get yourself together, and drive that funky soul. That funk is dope.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Hi, I'm Jossie from Jossie's All Natural. Have you been struggling with keeping your natural hair healthy or desire to achieve substantial hair growth? Then Jossie's All Natural is here to help you. My natural creams, conditioners, lotions, hair mists, balms, shampoos, and detanglers are gentle enough for the whole family and all hair types. Not only do I provide natural hair products, I also give step-by-step techniques to ensure healthy hair in a pure and gentle fashion from roots to ends. Come on to visit me at www.jossiesallnatural.com. That's JossiesAllNatural.com for a true natural hair experience like you've never had before.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to an all-new Hair Radio Morning Show on this Wednesday, January 12th, 2022, where it's freezing cold out here in New York. It's our show number 654, 654 as we march towards show number 700. And as you guys know, you've been listening to our amazing live conversation this morning with Shakur Rodriguez-Bey. We're just excited to have her on the broadcast. It's just been a wonderful thing. Shakur, you share your artistry with us each week, and we're so excited, and we're happy to have you with us again.
Yes,
so, yes, good morning to you.
Yes, thank you for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely. I want to lead in again with this conversation. I promised a little teaser before we took a little break on, and we had on Maggie Anderson, who always talks about the charge of, you know, supporting Black businesses. She makes, you know, does not mince words about it. But I'm glad to have you on because I want to talk about some locks. I want to get into this. Remind mm-hmm. everybody about your amazing, I call it a meteoric rise in the hair and beauty industry. You are known out here. You've been around, you know, with your amazing, like I said, your salon, but also some other things. And I want you to tell the folks, remind everybody a little bit about the Shakur story. Tell us a little bit about the salon. I would love to hear about that again.
Well, my name is Shakur Arbay, and I am the founder of Sophisticated Lock Salon, which is located in Brooklyn, 328 Lewis Avenue. Yes, Brooklyn, New York. You know, I've been cultivating sophisticated natural hairstyles, oh my gosh, for well over 30 years, not trying to tell my age. However, you know, I started off as a braider, then I became a loctician, a hair sculptor, right now I am a specialist in natural hair, locks and natural hair, as well as restorative services, which is repair work and, you know, people who have damaged hair and they have issues and scalp issues and that type of thing. So, yep, that's
And that's always, well, thank you. And that's huge this time. I mean,
yeah,
everybody I talk to are, you know, they're dealing with some kind of a hair concern. Some kind of a hair issue. And particularly even in natural hair, you know, they're going to be, you have to do certain things to have healthy hair.
Absolutely.
I guess that's for everybody.
Yeah.
But
they come
what,
in.
What can you share about that? Is there a myth surrounding natural hair that if you go natural or if you are a natural person, like say a person who wears locks, that you don't have to worry so much about taking care of your hair as much? Or is
you
there a myth out there like that?
I hope not. You always have to take care of your
hair. Shakur.
You know, there are people that they're like, well, I'm gonna do it myself. But if you don't have any background or any knowledge of natural hair, then do you really are you really making the best choices for your hair? You know, day to day and even long term. And so, you know, we find that people, you know, seek me out. For my ex, it's like a hair doctor. You know, they come in, they're having issues. I have to, you know, examine their hair, make a diagnosis, you know, and give them, you know, my expert advice on, you know, treatment and the best way to go. You know, it's no one size fits all. You know, everybody has a different issue, and so, you know, you trust the professionals. You know, you can overcome whatever hair issues you may have. Absolutely.
Oh, great. Now, what advice do you give folks who are looking to start that hair journey, who are looking to perhaps give locks a try? Do you have some tips that you can share with the folks about how they can get started and what some of the first steps they should take to embark upon a hair journey that, embark upon a lock journey, we should just say a lock journey, if you will.
Sure. Well, I think the first thing you need to know is that, lock maintenance, it's very low. It's not something that you need to be doing to your hair every single day. So the maintenance and the care for lock maintenance is extremely low. It's great to have a professional, someone who knows, who has, you know, knowledge of natural hair, has, you know, a history in natural hair, and know what they're doing and what they're talking about. And so I would say do your research. Speak to several, and I commend people to do that. People call me, and they got a laundry list of questions, and they run it down. They say, you know, I'm not going to make an appointment. I'm just trying to gather information. And they'll get information from me and a dozen others, and then they'll compare the information, and they'll make, you know, the best informed decision for themselves.
That sounds good to me.
Know, yeah, you know, you want to get, you know, several opinions, and you want to, kind of make the best decision. It'll help you in your journey, absolutely.
And taking a look at some of the work, right?
Yeah, and having a, if you have questions and a person can't answer those questions, you know, with logical answers, then, you know, you take that information and you continue your research. But,
I am super excited about this, and I'm glad that you. I'm glad that you are helping folks. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a healthy alternative. A lot of people who have, you know, hair issues and damage and that type of thing from processing, you know, with relaxers and, you know, heat and all type of things, and their hair is damaged and stuff, they'll say, you know what, I'm done with this roller coaster, you know, and watching my hair diminish. You know, I'm going to go ahead and go natural. I'm going to start my locks. And, you know, and it really works out. It really, really, really works out, especially when you are informed and you have a great stylist, someone who's going to give you, you know, correct information. It could be extremely rewarding, especially, you know, when your hair, when you feel good about your hair, you feel good about everything else, you know?
Signing up Shakora Rodriguez Bay. I am. Mm-hmm. I'm raising my hand out there, folks. I'm going to literally take a trip over to your shop,
mm-hmm.
Shakora. And you guys know we're both in Brooklyn. I'm on one side of town. Shakora's shop is on a different side of Brooklyn. And I am going over there with camera in tow. And microphone.
Awesome.
So I'm taking all of you guys with me on this wonderful journey to Shakora's wonderful place of business. And I'm going to see what, we're going to talk it out and see if I can start a new hair journey. And I think this is going to be great. Like I said, I'm taking the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show right along with me. So this is going to be exciting. So just stay tuned. And we'll talk a little bit about that in some of our upcoming weeks here on the broadcast, and I'm super hyped about it. Listen, I also wanted to remind everybody, speaking of program notes, Tuesday, so a little less than a week, Tuesday, which is the 18th, Tuesday the 18th of this month of January of 2022, so in a little less than a week, we have a very special guest joining us. You've heard her commercials here for a long time. She's one of our legacy sponsors, supporters, one of the people we believe in. Her name is Dr. Yolanda Raglan. She is a certified, she's a surgeon. She's a literal physician. And she's a foot doctor. And so not just the foot doctor, she calls herself the Queen of Toes. Do you not love that name?
I love
the
that.
Queen of Toes. I thought I said, honey, I said, Dr. Echo, I'm sure nobody's fighting you for that title.
Right.
The Queen of Toes. Okay.
I like that.
The Queen of Toes. I still, every time I say it, I crack up. But, yeah, she is a delight. She's been with us from time to time. She'll pop in on the Hair Radio Morning Show. What I love about Dr. Raglan is that she is not just a surgeon. She loves doling out advice. She's a woman of color. She's been out there. She started her own business. She tells you how she did it,
how she did it, and she shares all of that. She's not shy about telling you what you need to do to get your, you know, get yourself on a successful path. And that's what I love about her. As I said, she, I call her, not only is she, her wheelhouse seems to be, of course, on foot care and all that stuff. She will help you for hairstylists and barbers and all that wonderful good stuff where you're on your feet all day. And, you know, I have my friends in the hair business. They talk to me at night and they're like, Carrie, I'm sorry, but I'm tired. My legs are up and they're soaking in this and they're soaking in that. She tells you what you can do to give to treat yourself a little better. And she gives you the tips on all that stuff. She has two locations. She's an amazing, accomplished lady out here, physician, actual professional. So we're real happy to have her on the show. She'll be with us at 7:30, a special time. I think this is her first time being with us at that time. So she's with us on Tuesday morning at 7:30 live. Sure. She'll be with us. And you don't want to miss that show. My suggestion, many folks out there, you're reeling from foot problems and foot issues and foot challenges. She's going to talk about winter care, winter health care, and winter foot care and all of that. So please, you know, kind of tune in, take a listen, start making your notes. And okay. I think that'll be really great. I think, you know, she'll help you with the ideas and things that you have. Again, she's 7:30 coming up on Tuesday, the 18th of January. So in about a week, she'll be on the show live. And that's 7:30 New York time, 6:30 in the morning if you're out in the Central Time Zone. And then on that day, we usually follow up at 8:30 with a special edition of a program called Vet Talk Radio Show, and which we are chatting with Michael Hopkins and Michael's Angels, and they're talking about veterans' issues and claims and all that wonderful good stuff. So it's all about just a variety now here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. What do you say about that, Shakora Arbe?
Wow, I can't wait for that show.
Yes.
I'm all ears.
Yes.
I'm open for that. Absolutely.
Yes. So I am super excited, and we want you guys, again, I say to start writing down your questions. She loves to answer questions. She's not one of those folks who, you know, kind of keeps the knowledge all to themselves and don't want to know. She will share,
right.
And she loves it. She's passionate about it. And she has believed. What's that?
You know what I love? I love that here you are covering from head to toe. I love that.
Oh, literally.
Literally.
I didn't even think of that.
Yes, from head to toe. Wow.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to use that for an introduction when the Queen of Toes returns to the broadcast. And I'll share her beautiful banner out with you that reminds you on my Facebook and social media right after today's live broadcast. So I'm excited about that. One of the other things I wanted to officially do in our, when I have these little moments that I can work in on some of the program notes, you guys out there, there are a couple of magazines that are on the newsstands, not many, where it's pertinent to the Black community. But Upscale Magazine is one of those that has stood the test of time. I grew up with this magazine to some degree. They've been around for many, 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 many years and doing, you know, really leading the way out here on concerns and beautiful pictures and just giving us a cultural, you know, identity, if you will. And like we spoke of earlier on that TV show, Our Kind of People, which I want you guys to watch on Tuesday nights at 9 on Fox.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is just as important. They are our people. This is what I love about Upscale Magazine. So my suggestion, if you have not, I believe it's very affordable. They have a subscription. I don't even think it's $20. You know, but they'll go online and check it out.
please subscribe to Upscale Magazine. You can do so at upscalemagazine.com. Very simple and easy. One of the recent issues, I think Kay Michelle was on the last issue that I think I saw, but I think before that they had a beautiful picture of Brandy. They have so many celebrities out there. You guys have heard of them. You've seen them. You know them. They're only one of, like I said, two brands that are nationwide on the newsstands in the Black community. So I'm very excited about it. And I think this is going to be great. We're going to share more about Upscale as we kind of move along here in weeks and months to come on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I've got a lot to talk about with him, and we're going to just, we're kind of rolling on out. So, Shakura, okay. What do you say about all of this change?
Wow. You know, we have to lean into it, you know what I mean, and make the best of it.
Yes.
That's what we have to do, you know, so that we can keep going
this
and keep growing, you know?
Yes, and that's what we are doing. I love that, leaning in business. That is great. And also, we have folks in the music business that are chomping at the bit to come on and talk about their music efforts and some of the things that they're doing. And I'm excited about that. And I'll be looking forward to chatting with them on the air as we build our morning team out and we relaunch our 24-hour networks. So all of this is happening very quickly, and we're just flying, and I'm very pleased about it. Someone has been, they've asked me about some of the events and things like that, and I just want to say there's like not a day that goes by here in New York that we're in the office working, trying to figure out what we will do. We will be back with some event news very soon. On that, I promise. So we will definitely be back as soon as it's good and as soon as it's safe and all of that. As much as we miss you guys, you know, we miss being in person and, you know, chatting and all that kind of stuff. But we want it to be a good move, and we want to make sure of that. So we're not doing anything until everything is clear. And we're able to reconnect and get together. I've got some of my amazing pictures that I'll be sharing with you guys throughout social media. And I'm just excited about. Yes, I've added a photography page, Shakura, to HAIRadio.com. So if you go to HairRadio.com, look over on the fan page tab. There's, I even think up there, I just have a big old tab at the top, Kerry Hines Photography, because folks did not know that that's what we're doing also. We have a bunch that of stuff that we're doing.
Okay.
Is that not nice?
That is really awesome.
Now, back to Shakura, my wonderful contributor this morning on the broadcast. Shakura, I have to ask you, I know we have talked about your amazing... You before they soft sculptures, when you finally drilled it in my head about soft sculptures, you made it acceptable again to use the word dolls. And I have to tell folks that and some of the other creatives that, you mentioned about creativity, you have these beautiful masks that you are part of, talking about staying safe. First, since this is critical, too, can you lead in with the masks? And then please tell us about those dolls.
Yes, well, the Masquerade of Masks are fabulous face coverings. You know, they're unique unto themselves. You know, I create them using a variety of colors and patterns. I even incorporate, you know, beads. I have metallic masks, which are extremely regal. They have sequins. So, you know, it makes it, you know, pretty awesome to have to, if you have to wear the mask, a lot of people don't like wearing them, but to put something across your face that is going to protect you, that is also fashionable and stylish, you know, you're turning heads. Everybody wants to know, where did you get that? That is beautiful. I couldn't tell you how many times people have just showed up to the salon and said, hey, I saw a mask and they directed me right here. and, you know, they're on full display. So they get to look at them, and there's so many different varieties of masks. They're not one of a kind, because what I find is that people, if there's a mask, somebody else wants that same mask. So I'll try to make them by the dozen, and, you know, I'll have a variety of single beaded masks or double beaded masks that add to the drama and style aspect of your wardrobe, you know, because that's what has become a part of the wardrobe. So, you know, it is fun to make. And, you know, in the future, I hope to even do mask making classes. So,
I love that, because, you know what, the masks, and I could be wrong, but I believe they're going to be around for a long time.
Yes, they are.
And you might as well incorporate it into your style regimen.
And aesthetic, yes. Absolutely.
Right? And
absolutely.
I think that that's the way to go.
Yeah, it's going to be a part of our wardrobe, you know. There are times where we may not have to wear a mask when we're outdoors and, you know, when we're 6 feet away from other people. But when we go indoors and we go into certain establishments, you got to be able to pull out that mask.
Especially, yes.
Yeah.
And for me, I wear a mask all the time, around the clock, inside, outside, everywhere, whatever I can bear.
Yeah.
Listen, Shakur, did we tell everybody where to get the masks and all of that?
Well, it's in the salon, 328 Lewis Avenue, between Hancock
and Brooklyn,
Jefferson,
New York.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Or reach out to us at Hair Radio. We'll put you in touch with Shakura Rodriguez Bay, my very special guest today. Shakura, thank you so much for being with us, okay? Much appreciated.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Great job, everybody. Yeah, it was awesome today. Okay. And listen, folks, we've got some surprises in store for you coming up. So we're working now tomorrow. Let me just let you guys know, you've heard it from my mouth, I'm taking what's called a mental break day. You know, I'm entitled once in a while. I'll be back with you live on the air on Friday. So we'll, you know, have you to listen to some of our best recent work tomorrow, but I'll be back live on Friday morning at 6, from 6 to 9 Eastern. So here's today's outro. I'm thanking you in advance for being a big fan of the show, and we'll see you next time. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at fixyourfeet.com. They are the very best in foot care. She has two locations, one in New York City and the other in Maryland. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the amazing Troy Ballard, of course, from the West Coast out in Southern California. His company is called Smooth Black Ink. Now, he offers the very, very best in hair care for the entire family. He is a legendary hairstylist and educator. And also, he's a program host right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We just appreciate him again. That's Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. Also, we are talking about a complete line of products for the guys now. It's that rug.